Hi guys, this is Aaron Linson, Blind Podcast on Twitter. If you follow me, that's great. If you don't, go ahead. It's BLINDPODCASTER. And this is the second audiobook of the day. And the reason this is coming to you is because my timeline this morning was filled with a couple of people's comments. I'm not going to mention any names. But they were talking about the GW Skype app that was released on December 19th, 2011. And here's the thing, okay? They released it for all screen readers, for one. And they made it free, and people were complaining about it. Well, it doesn't do this, or yada, 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 you know. Okay. Here's just my opinion on it, and I think people not being grateful, because they could have, one, they could have said, no, we're just going to make it for Windows Eyes users only, and they could have very well done that. I mean, I don't think you understand, they could have just done that real easily, and made that to where you'd have to buy Windows Eyes in order and be able to do it. Secondly, they could have charged for it. And they could charge a lot for it. But they didn't. And these people were complaining specifically that there were ads in the program. Okay, there's ads in RS Games, and nobody complains about that. I don't see any complaints about that. They were talking about interruptions from the program. Well, the Cube and Twitmonger do that too when you're reading, and then for instance, when you're reading, and then it says, you know, one tweet or two tweets or whatever, and just continues on reading. To me, I don't mind that. But they were just ungrateful. And, you know, it's getting to the point where I'm getting fed up with it, because you don't understand how much work this, the presenting to it, to the community gets onto it and into it and all that, and the presenter's time and the app developer's time and the modifications for the screen reader and all that. It's a great application, and I like it. I love it, and I enjoy it. And for them to say it's going to make Skype accessible for future versions, and then for people to come back and complain on that, I just think that's wrong. And we need to start being grateful, or what's going to happen is people are going to start, one, charging us for software they make, and still keeping in ads. And two, they're going to develop it for specific screen readers, like Windows Eyes or whatever. No, so that's just my opinion on it. You can disagree with me, you can argue with me and say that I'm wrong, but really, you're wrong, because, you know, you're not looking at how much work it takes and all that, and you're not being very grateful. So, you know, just keep that in mind. That's all I had to say about that. I'll see you guys in the next audiobook.